Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The only cryptocurrency investing book you'll ever need is a beginner-focused investing guide from Freeman Publications that introduces cryptocurrency as a financial asset rather than a novelty trend. It is written for readers who want a plain English entry point into the crypto market, including those with little or no technical background. Based on the available material, the book explains the core building blocks of the ecosystem such as blockchains, Web3, NFTs, crypto exchanges, and crypto yields, while also discussing how to approach crypto investing with more discipline and less hype. Its purpose is not to overwhelm readers with technical detail, but to help them understand what cryptocurrency is, why it matters, and how to think about it as part of a long-term portfolio. The book also appears to emphasize practical caution, especially around scams, speculative tokens, and the emotional forces that often distort investor judgment in fast-moving markets. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, explaining cryptocurrency through blockchain, not speculation. A central strength of the book is that it begins with the technological base of cryptocurrency rather than with price excitement. By framing crypto through blockchain, it gives readers a working model of how digital assets are recorded and transferred across a decentralized network. This matters because beginners often encounter crypto through headlines about gains, yet that entry point leaves them unable to judge what has real utility and what does not. The book seems designed to correct that problem by making the underlying structure understandable in simple language. That approach helps readers see why Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are not just trading symbols, but part of a broader system built on distributed ledgers, network consensus, and digital ownership. For a novice, this foundation is important because it makes later topics such as exchanges, yields, and NFTs easier to evaluate on their own terms instead of as isolated buzzwords. Secondly, positioning crypto as a portfolio asset for long-term investors. Another major theme is the treatment of cryptocurrency as an investable asset rather than a short-term gamble. The book reportedly offers thoughtful recommendations for long-term investing and presents crypto as something that can sit within a broader financial strategy. This is significant because many beginner books on the topic focus almost entirely on price movement, which encourages reactive decision-making. Here, the emphasis seems to be on how to think about allocation, patience, and the role crypto may play in an investment portfolio. That perspective is especially useful for readers who are curious about the asset class but wary of its volatility. By focusing on long-term framing, the book helps readers separate the idea of owning cryptocurrency from the idea of speculating aggressively. It also reinforces the idea that risk management and time horizon matter more than chasing the latest market narrative. Thirdly, separating practical crypto projects from meme-driven speculation. The book appears to draw a clear line between cryptocurrencies with practical use cases and speculative tokens that gain attention mainly through online hype. This distinction is important because the crypto market is crowded with assets that look similar to newcomers but differ greatly in purpose and risk. By warning against meme coins and similar novelty tokens, the book helps readers develop a more analytical filter. Instead of treating every coin as equally credible, readers are encouraged to ask whether a project has genuine utility, a sustainable structure, and some reason to exist beyond social media momentum. That is a useful discipline in a market where hype cycles can distort judgment very quickly. The educational value here is not only about avoiding losses, but also about learning how to evaluate a project before committing capital. In that sense, the book tries to reduce the common beginner error of confusing popularity with quality. Fourthly, covering new crypto use cases such as NFTs, Web3, and crypto yields, the book does not seem limited to Bitcoin alone. It broadens the conversation to newer and more specialized areas of the crypto economy, including NFTs, Web3, crypto exchanges, and crypto yields. This matters because many beginner resources explain only the first generation of cryptocurrency and ignore the ecosystems that developed around it. By including these newer categories, the book gives readers a wider map of how crypto has evolved from a payment concept into a broader digital asset environment. That wider map is useful because it helps beginners understand why different segments of the market attract different kinds of investors and users. For example, NFTs relate to digital ownership, Web3 points toward decentralized internet applications, and crypto yields raise questions about return, platform risk, and sustainability. Even if the book keeps the treatment accessible rather than highly technical, covering these areas helps readers avoid seeing crypto as a single monolithic idea. Lastly, teaching scam awareness and practical caution for first-time buyers, a recurring practical theme is safety. The available sources suggest that the book gives readers advice on how to avoid scams and navigate the crypto world more safely. This is one of the most valuable parts of a beginner guide because the crypto space has historically attracted fraud, exaggerated promises, poor custody practices. and confusion around trading platforms. A new investor needs more than enthusiasm. They need basic habits of caution. By addressing scams directly, the book positions itself as a protective guide rather than a promotional one. That likely includes learning how to evaluate exchanges. Avoid impulsive decisions and recognize when something is being sold through fear of missing out rather than through sound reasoning. This practical orientation is what makes the book useful beyond theory. It recognizes that the biggest risk for beginners is not just market volatility, but misinformation and bad actors. In that sense, the book tries to make the reader more prepared before any money is committed. In conclusion, this book is best suited to absolute beginners. Cautious retail investors and readers who want a structured introduction to cryptocurrency without the noise that often surrounds the subject. Its main value is not that it claims to predict the market, but that it helps readers build a usable framework for understanding crypto as an asset class. That includes the basics of blockchain, the difference between real utility and hype, the role of long-term portfolio thinking, and the practical need to avoid scams. Readers who have been overloaded by social media advice, technical jargon, or aggressive marketing may find this especially helpful because the book appears to favor clarity over spectacle. Compared with many crypto books that either become too technical or too promotional, this one stands out for its beginner-friendly tone and its emphasis on disciplined decision-making. It is a strong fit for people who want to make sense of the space before investing, rather than after making expensive mistakes. For that reason, it functions more as an entry guide and risk filter than as a speculative playbook. If you would like to support Freeman Publications, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.